He is risen.
He is risen.
Let's go home. Well.
April Fool's.
Yeah, April Fool's is right. Yeah. Well, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. I said it's the first service, and I'll say it this time. You know how much I like snow. But somebody else out there must be praying for snow, because we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches tonight. And, don't worry, it's supposed to go up to 50 tomorrow. But quit praying for snow, please. Save some for next year. So, lots of stuff going on, and they'll get to that here in a moment. But, you know, those things that you're going to do today, the visitation and the meals and the candy and all that good stuff, put that out of your mind right now. Just say, right now, right here, I can't do anything about that other stuff. I just need to be here in this place, in His presence. Today's the high holy day of the year for us. Today is what anchors us in our faith. Today is what sets you and me apart from the rest of the world and from all those other religions. Because we serve a risen Savior. Somebody who was dead and came back to life and lives forevermore. Because of that, you and I also will live. And I'm sorry, I'm preaching. We'll get to that in a little bit. But this is a joyful, joyful day. So if you need to, if you're feeling a little restless, think about all the chocolate you'll have later today. That'll tide you over. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All honor and glory and praise to you and to you alone. For we thank you for this day. This day that we come together with all of our resources and we celebrate Easter. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's something that we should celebrate every day. For every Sunday is a little Easter. But today, Lord, today we've marked it on our calendars and all over this country, all over the world, we praise the holy name of Jesus and we celebrate his resurrection. It is what makes us different, God. So we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come into our hearts right now and open us up to receive the word that you have for us today. Strengthen our faith. Put our eyes upon you and not upon circumstance. And have your way with us. Fill us all with love for one another and fill us especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you. Let's greet each other with He is risen.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats this morning, I offer a warm welcome to all of you, and especially any visitors we have this morning who have joined us for this glorious Easter celebration, and what a glorious day we have ahead. We begin our worship service with our moments of informality. I'll take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of the church. If you would like information about our church, please see the pastor after today's worship. Any of our ushers, or if you so desire, immediately out the double doors in the narthex. To your left, you'll see a shepherd's crook, and there are a packet of information hanging there as well. This morning, I ask that you please sign the registration page that's in the red folder located at the end of your pew. Please sign that and pass it back to the center aisle. And also, any visitors, if you would like information about the church but don't want to raise your hand or retrieve information, just check the mark there on the page, and we'll make certain that we do mail you some information. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, you will notice in those red folders that there are 3x5 index cards. Please use that card to write your prayer need and put it in the clear holder at the end of the pew, and the pastors we'll get that from the ushers. Our Bible verse, we do a Bible verse monthly. Our Bible verse for April is located on the front page, top center of your bulletin. So that's the front page, top center of the bulletin. We're going to recite that twice through. Please join me now. James 4, 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4, 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We have quite a number of announcements this morning. I will highlight a few, but first I ask Diane Runser, our music director, for her announcements.
First of all, a big thank you to everyone who had anything at all to do with our presentation of the Living Last Supper last week. It was a wonderful experience, and we hope that those of you who just came and observed it were touched as well. If you have a yard sign and are not planning on keeping it at your house for next year, there are boxes just to the right of the exit doors where the coat racks are that you could put your signs in the next week or two. Please make sure you pick them up. We don't want to litter the sides of the road with the signs. We want to be good citizens. Secondly, if after the service today, if you have flowers that you have donated, there are name tags on each of the flowers. I would ask that if you see that your flower is on that cross, please wait till we get a ladder. We don't want anyone, you know, hurt from that. Now, finally, next Sunday is the celebration of Holy Humor Sunday. The explanation of it is in your bulletin. But it's basically a Sunday for us to continue the joy of the Easter season. And we're allowed to actually laugh in church, and I'm glad you just did. We ask two things of you. First of all, that you wear something on your head. Now, it can be as simple as mine, or you can dig a hat out of an old hat box up in your closet somewhere, or grandma's closet, or grandpa's closet, whatever. Wear something on your head. Be creative. And also, I want you to dig in your closet and find the brightest article of clothing that you have and wear that so that when you go out after church and someone says to you, wow, you look bright and springy today, you can say, do you know why? Because Jesus lives. And that helps us to spread the love of Jesus through the world. So Holy Humor Sunday next week, and come with a hat and a smile.
Thank you, Diane. As I indicated, we do have many announcements. I'm just going to highlight a few. The church office will be closed tomorrow and Tuesday, and they'll reopen Wednesday morning around 7 a.m. So if you do need anything, you will need to wait until Wednesday. Also, a final reminder, the lay scholarship forms for our annual mission trip that is to Philippi, West Virginia every summer. Those interested in applying for a scholarship to help defray costs of room and board at Alderson Broaddus, the forms are on the desk in the office, and they do need to be completed today and turned in today. The Ostermans will be picking those up, so lay scholarship forms. And also a reminder, this Saturday, April 7th, the 11th annual Race for Grace. It's a fun day. Those in the congregation may recall that Grace Ekus was the cherished daughter of Brian and Tamara Ekus and the adored granddaughter of Reverend and Mrs. Funk. And Grace was 5 years old when she died and went to the arms of our Lord. Grace had brain cancer. So the outreach committee, our outreach committee here, is sponsoring a team from the church. And the complete details are in the bulletin. So if you would like to help either participate or donate monies that help support families of children affected with pediatric brain cancer. And just a final reminder, please check your bulletin. As I've mentioned, there are quite a number of announcements. Also check for the activities that are going on in the life of our church this week. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship.
Do not be afraid. Woman, why do you weep?
They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him.
Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, he is not here. He is risen. Look at the place where they have laid him.
Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?
Oh, sir, please. If you know where they have taken him, tell me and I will carry him away.
Mary.
Rabbi, it is you.
Do not hold on to me. I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them I will see them in Galilee.
Peter! John!
Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. The Lord be with you.
He is risen.
He is risen. Please remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 302 in your red hymnal.
Anybody? Got it all?
Yes. And who loves us?
Jesus.
Who loves them? How about them? Wow. Jesus loves all of us, huh? How do we know that? Has he died on the cross for us? Yeah. Gave his life for all of us. Yeah. Is there anybody here that loves you? Here right now? If there is, go bring somebody up here. Go ahead. You can go get them or call them up. Oh, look at that. Brought Jesus up. Look at that. Nice. Okay. So, children, let me ask you, how do you know the person that you brought up loves you? How do you know they love you? They take care of you? They give you clothes? Anything else? Any other way you know that they love you?
They take care of you whenever you're sick.
They take care of you when you're sick. Okay. So they do a lot of good things for you. Well, that's good. You know that they love you. They're willing to make sacrifices for you. And do you love them?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do to show your love for them? You feed your dog when they ask you. You hug them. You cook? You cook whenever they tell you to. Anything fancy? No. So, we do things for them to show our love for them. You know, and it's easy to understand our love for them and their love for us because we see it, we hear it, we feel it. And so we have this actual presence among us. We can actually touch that person who loves us and show them our love. So how do we do that for Jesus? How do we show Jesus our love? We know that he loves us because he died for us. But how do we show our love for Jesus?
Taking care of creation,
stuff he made. We pray to him. It's a good way to do that. We read the Bible. We go to church. Oh, church is very important. You know, this is the place where we say to Jesus, yes, I've took time out of my schedule. I came here because you deserve me to be here. And together we worship Jesus. He loves when we come to church. So we do all these things for him. It says in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So that's how we show our love for Jesus. It's by doing all the stuff that you said, reading the Bible and praying and going to church and taking care of the blessings that he's given us, and we do what he commanded us to do, how to treat each other, how to live our lives. By doing that the way Jesus wants us to, that's telling Jesus that we love him. So he's just as real to us as anybody standing here with us today. And that's what we're celebrating today, that Jesus is alive. Okay, let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we do give you thanks for those in our lives who love us. We give you thanks, Lord, for opportunities to love them. Help us to love Jesus the way he loved us. Help us to love one another the way Jesus loved us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, choir. Beautiful words. Our word of God this morning is from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Hear now Paul's words in his first letter to the people of Corinth, telling of the resurrection of Christ. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. May God add his blessings to this message from Paul. I would now ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, on this day when we celebrate the gift of gifts, the gift of eternal life through our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply them and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. We pray, Lord, that you would bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
And concerns. We have a joy here. Harry is now home and surgery is to be mid-April. Last Supper ministry. How many came out and saw the Last Supper? Great, great ministry. If you haven't seen it yet, you really need to come out and enjoy that. What a blessing. And Bonnie and I are little boxer puppy Bree. What a joy. And her and Clancy, the way they play, just funny. So who else has a joy? Your dad's birthday's today. Happy birthday. Okay. And John will also put that down as a concern. You'll find out. Yes, sir. Other joys.
This is from the first service. Alice and Bob's 57th anniversary is today.
Allison bought 57 years today. Yes. And we always like to... Oh, yes. Are you going to see your grandmother today? Okay. Yep, Hannah and our daughter Hannah and her family are coming over today. So your mom's new job starts next week. That's a joy for you, concern for her, or is that... Okay. There's one. Okay. Praise the Lord. That's right. There we go. Okay. And I've got some money to give away. No, April Fool's. That's right. Anybody else have a joy? For all of our... Yes, go ahead, Steph. Yes, it is a real praise the Lord to see everybody out today. And we always like to say praise the Lord for our joys. So for all of our joys, we say praise the Lord. Okay, my homework and your homework. Please pray about these concerns, if not all of them. Please pray about those that really touch your heart. But we want to remember Rich, and we want to pray for Reverend Doug Laufer in intensive care. We want to pray for our own Bernetta, who fell over the weekend and is having tests run. Pray for Ron and Robert, and Chuck. We want to pray for David in Virginia. These folks are battling cancer. Want to pray for the David Wilby family. Laura leads our worship service on Saturday nights, and her father David passed away this past week. Also for Mark's family, his aunt passed away this week. As always, we want to pray for our country and our country's leaders, for our church, for those who are lost who don't know Jesus, for those who think they do but don't really. Pray for them. Our prayers make a difference. We come against the addictions in this world in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are lonely. We ask for traveling mercies as well. Pray for Matt and family, for a healing there. We've got a newborn, preemie, that was raised up this morning, asking for prayers for that child. Is there anybody else in particular we want to lift up? John. Pray for John. On the back of our bulletin, you'll see a list of names of our shut-ins and prayer list. Please add those this week to prayers. Lift up them anytime during the week in prayer. Fran? Ashley. Pray for Ashley. Kitty. Pray for Kitty. We like to say, Lord, hear our prayers. So, Lord, hear our prayers. If you have an unspoken request, just raise your hand. That's a step of faith. Tell God what it is that you're praying for, that you're concerned about. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for our blessings. For the roof over our heads, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, the vehicles that we drive, for this land in which we live, for neighbors and friends and pets, for our abundance. We give you thanks, God. And it goes on and on and on, as Connie and I are so fond of saying, we thank you for indoor plumbing. God, forgive us whenever we take any of our blessings for granted, and help us. Help us, God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to share our blessings with others so that they too will come to know the love of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up our concerns here today, spoken, unspoken, and written down. We lift up these concerns into the light and love of your presence because we believe that you're greater than any problem that anybody has. We believe, God, that even as Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons, that even as Jesus raised the dead, we believe that that's possible today. And so we stand in the gap for these people. We pray, Lord, that you would do a mighty work here. We believe, help our unbelief. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. We have favor with God and man. It is written. And so we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to John chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them he had said these things to her. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Yep, this was last night's sermon. I was going to talk to you about having doubts, that it's okay to have doubts, that I myself have doubts occasionally. Whether we're doing things right and all this other stuff, you know. And I got this sermon from other materials. You know, as you, for every minute that you preach, you should put in about an hour's worth of work. That's rule of thumb. And sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But I had another idea about what I wanted to preach to you, and I was getting ready to do that all week, and then I started reading these other sermons, and I came up with this sermon, and I preached this last night, and, you know, it went okay. You know, what a good service. What about 26 people, I think, last night? We meet upstairs on Saturday night. It's jeans and t-shirt, though I wore this last night for Easter, but usually it's very casual. And we've got a big screen up on the wall, TV, and we put up the words to the music, and we play very contemporary music. We have a keyboard and a guitarist, and then we have dessert in the back of the room. And it's just chairs. So if you ever want to join us on a Saturday night, 6 o'clock, just go up the steps over there. We're up the next floor. And it's pretty fast hour. It's very different from this service. Now that I've given that advertisement, let me tell you, I went first service today. I went back to the other sermon because I really felt a pressing need to just lift high the name of Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about you. I mean, we've got on our Easter clothes, and we've got the Easter decorations, but it's all about Jesus. He is risen. I caught some people napping. He is risen. He is risen indeed, and no doubt about it. Now, it's not just that he's risen and now he's a nice guy again. I mean, if Christ wasn't risen, if he was still in his grave, he would have been a very good teacher, a prophet, a man of God, and God would have gotten the credit for some of the miracles that he'd done, for what Jesus did, you know, and you know, some good ideas that he gave us. But the fact that Jesus is risen, that he was once dead and came back to life and now lives forevermore, the fact that when he was born, that there was this plan set in motion, that prophecy was fulfilled, then he was crucified and then raised from the dead, lives forevermore, makes him king. Jesus opened up the eyes of the blind. He made the lame to walk. He unstopped the ears of the deaf, loosened the tongues of the mute. He cast demons out of people left and right. And when they came down off the Mount of Transfiguration, there was the boy who kept having fits and throwing himself into the fire. And the disciples tried to heal him because Jesus had given them authority, but they weren't able to heal him. And Jesus came and did it. I mean, he has that absolute authority. There was that man in the Gerardines. However you say that word, you know. The man was living in the tombs outside the city because he was nuts, possessed by multiple demons. And the demonic forces in him were so strong, they couldn't even catch him and chain him up. He would just break the chains. And he ran around naked, howling and screaming. The people wanted nothing to do with him. And what Jesus and his disciples came to witness to the people in that area, this madman came running up to Jesus. And Jesus said, "Who are you?" And he says, "I'm legion, for I'm many." And he said, "Out of them. Get out of him." And he cast them into a herd of pigs who ran down the hill into the sea. Jesus had authority over all of that. He had authority over every sickness, every disease, every demonic force. I'm telling you, Jesus is king. He's not just a nice guy, not just a great prophet. He is king. Jesus went up and prayed on the mountain all night, told his disciples to go out in a boat and wait for him. And the scriptures tell us that they were out in the Sea of Galilee and the wind was against them. The waves were buffeting the boat. So there was these waves smashing up against the boat, pushing them out to the sea. And in the wee hours of the morning, Jesus came down, stepped off the sandy beach into the water and walked on top of them waves. Walked out to the boat. We know crazy Peter. He got down on the water and walked with him for a little bit. Jesus was sleeping in the boat one time, and him and the disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. And a storm came up, a storm that was so bad. The wind was whipping, the rain was pouring down, thunder and lightning, waves crashing over the sides of the boat. And these experienced fishermen were scared to death. It was that bad of a storm. And what's Jesus doing? Sleeping in the boat. And it's rocking back and forth. We're not talking about a cabin cruiser. And he is sleeping because why? Because he's not afraid. And they come to him and they say, "Lord, wake up. Aren't you concerned that we're about to die?" And Jesus says, "Oh, come on." Jesus gets up and he says, "Peace, be still." Wind quits, waves quit. And all of a sudden, they're where they were headed. King. Jesus is king over sickness, over sin, over disease, over nature, the laws of nature. He is king over all of that stuff. And when he was raised from the dead, he became the King of Kings. Because when the disciples, after Jesus was crucified, the disciples hid. They got scared. They thought the Jews were going to come after them next and want to crucify them. And so the disciples met behind locked doors. Scriptures tell us that the doors were locked. And all of a sudden, Jesus stood among them. Jesus is now king over time and space. I'm telling you, it's a whole different reality with Jesus. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. He is the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is King. Absolute King. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Well, he's King. We got to obey him. And I want to tell you, no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter what you're struggling with, he's king over that too. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for thou art with me, I won't be afraid. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Because he's king. And that's what Easter's all about. It's celebrating the fact that Jesus is king over everything that exists. Over time and space. He's king over the laws of nature. Scriptures tell us that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through him. He is King. He is your King and he's my King. And that deserves a great big amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And he is risen King, the King of Kings. Don't let anybody tell you different. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Because Jesus is King of your life. Yeah. That's worth celebrating every day. Certainly worth celebrating every Sunday or Saturday night. But it's Easter, and it definitely is worth celebrating today. So during your celebrations and your fun time with your families today, just take a moment out and say, thank you, my King. Yep. So,
here's Rosa. Here's Rosa.
He is risen. Whew, okay. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen. Okay, they weren't getting any higher. We better quit there. Okay, God loves you, and so do I. Page 15 of your hymnal. We do have gluten-free wafers. We have an extra glass. Oh, thank you. So if you require gluten-free, we have that available for you. Just let us know when you come up. Well done. Please follow along. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks to praise and praise to you, Lord God Almighty, for we're thanking you today for our salvation. We're thanking you today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for all that you have done for us and are doing for us. Thank you that we no longer have to be afraid of tomorrow. Thank you that this world is not our home. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, Lord, that on that night that you were betrayed by one of those whom you loved, when you celebrated the Passover meal and instituted a new ceremony, the Lord's Supper, We thank you that on that night you took the bread and after you had blessed it, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless this bread, that it would be for us the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You then broke the bread and gave it to your disciples, saying, take and eat, for this is my body, which is given for you. Likewise, after supper, you took the cup, and after you had blessed it, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup for us, that it would be the cup of the new covenant, the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You gave it to your disciples, saying, take and drink you all of this, for this is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. He said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into this place and into our hearts, into our homes, and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Put our eyes upon you and not upon the circumstances, not upon the things that go on around us, but keep our eyes fixed firmly upon Jesus as King, King of our lives, no matter what we're going through. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And sing, crown him with many crowns.
Thank you.
Well, the celebration continues. And you're going to go off and have a good time. Enjoy, have fun. Look around the neighborhood and your family. Talk and call and visit those who may be lonely. Put together a dinner plate, take it to somebody, your neighbor or a shut-in. And we do it all because Jesus said to. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands, right? And he is king. So let's go and serve him today, tomorrow, next day, next week. Let's serve him till the day he comes back so that he'll smile at us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And don't be afraid, no matter what you're going through. Share the good news with others. They don't have to be afraid either, because Jesus is the King of Kings. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and give us the words to speak to one another. Especially, Lord, fill us with continual praise for you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise you, Jesus. You are our King. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.